up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Can you believe it? Another week has flown by already. And it's time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show back for another week. Got a stack of great old-time records here. And my quest is to play them all by the time we get to the end of the show. So we'll see how that works out. You know, we'll have our usual stuff. We have our 78 of the week. Got a waltz for you coming up for those of you that get pooped out polkaing for an entire hour. So you should be in good shape. Dug out a bunch of records we haven't heard from in a long time. So let's see what happens. If I'm going to get these records in, we better get to work. Frank Novak and Cleveland's Polka All-Stars. This is the Travel Time Polka. There you go, the Travel Time Polka. Not an especially long song. If you were traveling, you would not get very far before that song is over. But Frank Novak and Cleveland's Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. For those of you keeping track, show number 461, by the way. So glad you're hanging in with us for another week. Here are the Easy Tones. Get a little Polish singing in this one. It's the You Know What I Mean Polka.
Na mnie, bo ja jestem taki, you know what I mean. panienki z kuriami oczkami. Ja lubię panienki ładnymi nogami. Dziewczyny, popatrzcie się na mnie, bo ja jestem taki. You know what I mean. Dziewczyny, popatrzcie się na mnie, bo ja jestem taki. You know what I mean. Nie będę się żenił, bo mnie żoni nie cza. Nie będę się żenił, bo mnie żoni nie cza. Dziewczyny, popatrzcie się na mnie, bo ja jestem taki. You know what I mean. Dziewczyny, popatrzcie się na mnie, bo ja jestem taki. You know what I mean.
There you have it. Easy tones there. You know what I mean? Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yeah, a little snow up here in northern Minnesota this week. I think it's funny because if you're listening to the show in Minnesota, you know it snowed. But for those of you listening in Miami, I was snow plowing before I sat down to do the show today. For those of you listening down in Austin, Texas, I was dumping salt out on my sidewalk so I didn't slip on the ice and fall on my butt today. That's the way things go there. So sometimes I feel like it'd be nice to trade for a little bit of that Austin, Texas weather just for a day or two. Just for a little break now and then. It would be okay, you know. All right, one of the acts I get quite a few requests for that I don't think I get around to playing as often as I should is Roman Rezac and the band. And I got one for you now. So if you're one of the fans that has emailed for Roman Rezac numbers, here you go. It's the Charming Katie Polka. There you go. Need a little more Roman Rezac in your day. We'll see if we can't take care of that here on the Oompa Hour. That's the Charming Katie Polka. How the heck are you doing? Hey, don't forget, too, if you have a request or a dedication, as long as I'm on the topic, you have many ways to make those requests and dedications. You can email The Oompa Hour, just Oompa Hour at AOL.com is all you need. There's no the, actually, just Oompa Hour at AOL.com. You can also look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or if you have a plain old regular phone, even one of those phones that's like turquoise and it's screwed to the wall and you're still renting it from the phone company and it has a dial on it, you can dial 218-259-2985 and leave an actual voice message. Yeah, that's 218-259-2985. You have one of those fancy smartphones, or even a relatively intelligent phone, you could use that same number and send a text if you would like to. And again, 218-259-2985. Sometimes it might take me a couple of weeks to find your request, because my filing system is basically, pile those records over there, and I'll remember which ones are in which pile, which never really works out. Nope. I have Elmer Scheid and his Hooler Eye Band ready to go. This is the One-Eyed Jack Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hooler Eye Band there. That's the One-Eyed Jack Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. Believe it or not, this happens right here, this same place, same time, every darn week. So make a mental note of it and just keep on coming back, all right? I noticed we haven't had a lot of singing in the show. I mean, okay, we had the Easy Tones doing the You Know What I Mean Polka, but that was... okay, they were singing in Polish, which eliminates a lot of you from knowing. I don't understand that. They sang it in Polish, and then every so often they sang, You Know What I Mean, in English. We don't know what you mean because we can't speak Polish. I know some of you can, but not that many of you, darn it. Anyway, let's have one with some singing in it and might even border on being a little bit naughty. How about Big Daddy Lukowski? You know he's going to be a troublemaker because the front of the record has a picture of his head sticking out of a beer stein. It's the You Name It Polka. Thank you.
big banana. I know a gal by the name of Jean. She smokes like a trash machine. I know a guy by the name of George. If he don't stop drinking, he'll end up in the morgue. Yak, yak, yak. I know a gal by the name of Helen. She's got a wart like a watermelon. I know a gal by the name of Luba. That's all she does is play her tuba. I know a guy by the name of Frank. He's got a belly like a German tank. Johnny in every port, he's got a honey. I know a guy by the name of Tom. Last night he got so bomb. I know a guy by the name of Danny. If you don't do your work, he'll chew your fanny. I know a guy by the name of Cass. When it comes to women, he runs out of gas. I know a guy by the name of Eddie. When it comes to fun, he's always ready. I know a gal by the name of Myrtle. She's slow as a turtle. I know a gal by the name of Carol. She drinks a beer right out of the barrel.
So there, Big Daddy Lukowski, the You Name It Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, all right, let's try this now. I played the Easy Tones earlier where they sang in Polish, and you know what I mean, polka. I thought perhaps it was time for a record from the Shimoleski. It's been a while since we've had a Shimoleski record on the show, which reminds me, and I don't know, this probably doesn't apply nationwide. This probably applies to you in the Minnesota, Wisconsin area, where we actually have several stations that carry the show. I saw that on Antenna TV, they're rerunning old episodes of the Shimoleski's TV show from back in the, late 60s and through the 70s. I'm trying to remember how long the show ran, but it was on for a long time up on the Iron Range. One of the most popular shows on TV. It seems to me I read an article that said the show is more popular in the region, the Iron Range of Minnesota, than all the main popular television shows of the day. And they're rerunning them. So if you were one of the acts that appeared on the old Shimoleski TV show, or if you're one of the dancers who appeared on the old Shimoleski TV show, if you can figure out how to get Antenna TV, you just might see yourself from 30 or 40 years ago. And that's both amazing and embarrassing. So anyway, I have the Shimoleskis here, and Patty's going to try to teach you how to sing a little bit in Polish. And it always confuses me because the Shimoleskis, to my ear, are technically playing Slovenian style, but they sing in Polish. What is the deal here anyway? Somewhere there was a joke there about typical politician, right, with the two different ways to talk. I don't know. Because, Florian was the swinging senator for many years. But anyway, Patty's going to sing, and you may have seen her on TV too. And again, that might be a regional thing. Up in the upper Midwest here, you might see commercials for Shimmy Bell tours, and they do cruises. And she and Michael Bell have a deal with cruise thing. And I see the commercials on TV all the time, and she's a lot older in the commercials than she is when they made this record. I think when they cut this record, Patty was 9 or 10 years old. No, that can't be right. This has got to be later than that. I'm thinking 13 or 14 now. I got a record where she's 9, but this one I think she's 14. Anyway, she's going to give you a little lesson in singing in Polish anyway. Here are the Shimoleskis.
Mm-hmm. answer, my own little answer. These are the words that you should say. Just say Jean Dobre.
Hey, Jean Dobre.
In Polish means have a good day. Just say Jean Dobre.
Hey, Jean Dobre.
A good day in every way. Just say Jean Dobre.
Hey, Jean Dobre.
In Polish means have a good day.
All right, you got that down because there's going to be a test at the end of the show this week. Shemileski's here at Tim Zupa Hours, your old-time oldies show. Let's talk about the Shemileski fun time show being on TV back in the day. And you just should read the back of the album cover once in a while and you would find out the actual information. It says originating at Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota, Shemileski Funtime TV Productions outranked the nation's number one syndicated musical variety show in 4 out of 6 categories and ranked 11th nationally as to audience appeal. Ranking in the top 20 syndicated shows based on household viewers, blah, blah, blah. Currently, and this is, 50 years ago now, currently the Shemileski Show is broadcast in 30 markets in the Midwest, including Ventura, California on the West Coast back at the time. So that's pretty good. In Duluth, and again, this has got to be like 70-something. In Duluth, the Shemileski Polka Show has had more TV audience than the nation's most popular network show. That would be All in the Family. So there. But anyway, they're rerunning the shows on Antenna TV. But I think that's like a local thing. But check it out. It could be happening where you're at. Now, as long as we had Patty Shemileski singing there, why not do another girl singing? Right? There were, over the years, some all-girl polka bands. The Powder Puffs Orchestra comes to mind from way back in the, early 60s. And also from about the same time the Shemileskis were making that record, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls were big on the scene. I remember seeing them down at the Bellray Ballroom, and they made a bunch of great records. This one is from Aleatoric Studios down in Minneapolis. I've always loved the sound of a record cut at Aleatoric. Here's Renata and Girls, 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 Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again, Polka. And I'm sorry, that is too long of a title, but here you go.
Is it love she told me whoosh that brings you back my way? Did you miss me in the time we've been apart? Are you looking for the way back to my heart? Are you on the road to love? side. Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? GPS just throws it all. Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? GPS just throws a caution, yeah.
There you go, Renata and Girls, 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 Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I just realized normally by about this time of the show, I have already have talked about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and I haven't done that yet, so I think I better do that now. I was just explaining to somebody this week that the reason... Oh, that's interesting. You ever go to put a record away and find a bunch of extra stuff tucked inside the sleeve? What is all this stuff? Wait a minute. I'll get to the commercial in a minute here. Oh, look. It's a whole list of who's appearing in the ballroom with the band on those days. You know why? Because way back in the olden days, when I worked at the Polka radio station in St. Paul on occasion, I would be emceeing a concert. And I did a show with Renata and Girls, 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 which must be where I got this record. And here's the list of who's appearing in the ballroom in what order, so I could announce the show. That's been in that thing for like 40 years. Anyway, I was explaining to somebody that the reason Lake Superior is where it is because the World of Accordions Museum is in Superior, Wisconsin, which is right at the tip of Lake Superior. And there are 1,400 accordions in the museum. You know how heavy 1,400 accordions is? So what happens is the weight of all those accordions over the years has pulled Superior, Wisconsin down lower and lower from the weight of the accordions. And, of course, that makes a low spot, so all the rain in the country tends to filter into Lake Superior, which is how Lake Superior was born. Does that sound believable? That's what I'm going to tell people. But check out the World of Accordions Museum. Of course, it's not exactly in season to visit now, but if you wanted to go as a group or whatever, they would certainly make arrangements to accommodate you. But as we get into the travel season again and winter's wrapping up, maybe you're folks that travel in a big motorhome, you're looking for a place to go. A lot of great places to stay on the north shore of Lake Superior up Highway 61. Start out Superior, the Duluth Superior area. Check out the World of Accordions Museum, 1,400 accordions. And they don't just pile them in there. They're displayed and they can tell you all about them. They know all the history. They've got a lot of research materials. They have the accordion technician repair school, like the only place left in the world where they actually teach you that. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right. I got to find a waltz for the show yet. I haven't even done that yet. What the heck is going on? I'm going to work on that. You listen to the Bill Bevick Orchestra doing the Join in the Fun Polka.
Time for you and for me. La 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 la. It's polka music. La 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 la. A good time for you and for me.
All right, there you go with the Bill Bevick Orchestra there. The Join in the Fun Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, as you probably know, we do a waltz in every show. So, guys, it's usually the guys, if you've been avoiding dancing up until this point in the show, maybe a waltz is more your speed. This is your excuse to get up off your butt, push the coffee table out of the way, or whatever the case might be. Got a Hank Thanander waltz for you here. Hank Thanander, born in Michigan, Bessemer, Michigan, I believe, born and raised. Then he moved to St. Paul to go to college and said, I kind of like it here. And he stuck around St. Paul and made a bunch of great polka records. And, and I love a good Hank Thanander record. So, waltzer, see, I'm stalling for time. So you get the furniture moved to get ready for a waltz. Here we go. Here's Hank and the Gina Marie Waltz.
And her radiant beams. She's precious, she's lovely. Her heart sings a plea. Words that bring happiness always to me. So give me your love eternally, 'cause you're my sweet Gina Marie.
Waltzers, you can relax now. The pressure's off. Gina Marie, Hank Thanander here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. As you know, we always do a 78 in every show. I've had one ready since we got started today. I got the record picked out. I got to switch over the turntable quick here and get the 78 needle in there. While I do that stuff, you can listen to Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push. It's the Me and My Baby Polka.
We're gonna have a Polish wedding with live polka bands. Me and my baby, we'll do it right. Me and my baby, our wedding night. time stop. Way past midnight, we'll dance together and I'll hold her tight. Family, and on our birthdays, we're gonna have big celebrations with live polka bands. Me and my baby are holding hands. Me and my baby are making plans. Polskie wesele, we're gonna have a Polish wedding with live polka bands.
Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push. And there, me and my baby. Gonna have a wedding with polka bands, Polish polka bands. Man, I grew up with that. When I was a kid, my dad owned a drugstore in Northeast Minneapolis. It was the same building as the PNA Hall. That's the Polish National Alliance. Big hall was in the floor above the drugstore. And every weekend, it seemed like there would be a wedding and they would have the reception at the PNA Hall above the drugstore. And we'd be in there working in the store on a Saturday afternoon and the whole ceiling would be bouncing up and down from people polkaing upstairs in the PNA Hall. And you could hear the music playing and everything. It was a wild time. I was always worried that the ceiling was going to come in and fall on us when I was a kid. But apparently, they build those dance halls with a little bit of boing in them, so it's not a problem. Shall we get our official 78 of the week in here? I think we should. You pull out an old shellac record. Now, I can tell you this one's from 1950 because it's printed right on the record. It says 1950 on it. And normally I have to kind of guess, or I try to look up a record number in a discography somewhere to figure out a date. This is Forrest Delk and his Gully Jumpers. And I am not kidding you. And if you like a polka that's got fiddling in it, this is the one. It's called Delk's Berlin Polka. It's on Old Timer Records. And if Forrest Delk was an old timer when he made this in 1950, he's long gone. But his records live on from Old Timer Records in Arizona. Forrest Delk and his Gully Jumpers is Delk's Berlin Polka. Are you ready? I feel like I should issue a fiddle warning. But anyway, here you go. Thank you. All right, there you go. Genuine 78 RPM there. Delk's Berlin Polka, Forrest Delk and his Gully Jumpers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, oh, man. Gully Jumpers. I haven't done any gully jumping for many, many years. Hey, let's go to Nebraska for a band, shall we? How about Joe Lukash and the Checkmasters out from down around Grand Island, Nebraska, as a matter of fact. What are we doing here? It's the Round and Round the Polka. Right, there you go, Joe Lukash and the Checkmasters from Nebraska here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We play them from everywhere around the world, all the ethnicities we can find. So if there's something you want to hear, a particular band maybe, or a group, or a style of polkas, or a song, let us know. You can email oompahour@aol.com. I'll dig through the records, see if I can't find one for you, all right? Let's do the Ben Barta Band. Wow, there's some good alliteration in that one. And I love to polka.
Thank you.
I have the Ben Barta Band, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Make a mental note to yourself now. This happens every week, about the same time, same place, whether you're listening to a radio station or a web stream or a podcast or a downcast or a streamcast or you're out casting in the boat and it's fishing. I don't know. Anyway, we'll do this again in the week, so don't forget. Got a couple more tunes coming up. Stand by right after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see what else we can get into the show this week here. How about somebody where they're singing in Czech? We haven't done anything in Czech here for a while. Get a little Polish vocal now and then, a little German now and then. Not a lot of Czech records, though. How about Vrazil's Polka Band? Back in the 70s, I know, I read an article about them. They were invited to appear at the Smithsonian Institute as part of the Bicentennial Celebration in Washington, D.C. I'm trying, it was like a folk music deal. And these guys are out of Texas. And they were invited to play. That's kind of a big deal, I would imagine, for them. But here they are, Vrazil's Polka Band, singing in Czech for us here on the Oompa Hour, and the Red Rose Polka.
K nám nechodíš. Proč ty k nám, Pepičku, proč ty k nám, Pepičku, proč ty k nám nechodíš? Kdybych já k vám chodil, kdyby si plakala. Kdybych já k vám chodil, kdyby si plakala. Červeným šátečkem, červeným oči utírala. Červeným šátečkem, červeným šátečkem oči utírala.
Vrazil's Polka Band, that's the Red Rose Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Time to sneak in one more record, yeah. It's the Brass Works and the Polka Motion Polka.
there, come and listen to my song. I wanna tell you about a fever that's growing mighty strong. When you hear that polka beat, you just can't stop your feet to that polka fever that's going around. We got that polka fever, polka magic, got that polka motion way down in our soul. So let's all swing and sway and dance our hearts away.
There you go, got that polka fever deep down in their soul. See, I knew there was something going on. You can't even detect that with a good CAT scan, man. That was the Brass Works, and that brings us to the end of another Oompa Hour show. Oh, don't be crying about it now, because I'll get another stack of records, and we'll meet you back here this same place next week, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and is recorded live in our studios in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.